You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
With me is Gary Dalhousie from Ocean Beach, which is a very beautiful name for what was a freezing works, right? You're named after
Yeah, I think there's an ocean beach in pretty much most provinces somewhere, all around the world, in fact. But yeah, I mean, it was a little place between Invercargill and Bluff, called Ocean Beach, which is where they chucked an abattoir.
Beautiful.
People want to do.
Yeah. And your uncles worked there?
Yep. Mum's bros came out from Tonga in the 70s, and they would come and stay with us and, you know, shower us with $20 bills because, you know, that's what more money than they'd ever seen before, and just share it with us. It was bloody great.
Oh, that's so cute. And I mean, I can't imagine that Bluff would have been such a shock to the system. Going from Tonga to Bluff would have been quite bracing, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess population wise it was pretty similar, but temperature wise yeah.
Quite different. Did they bring, when they came over, did they, I was brought up with a Tongan German family, and I loved it when everyone would come over, because then there'll be lots of like sugar cane and like coconuts and all that sort of fresh food that would then get passed around. I don't think I experienced anything quite so delightful as chewing on a sugar cane.
Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, a lot of rotten teeth in Tonga from kids chewing on sugar cane, but when you only get to do it once every 2 years, it's pretty amazing. And the coconuts, I remember we had a coconut husker in the backyard, and mm-hmm. it was really cool, actually.
Yeah. I have strong memories of that as a kid as well. Mm. So tell me about this new album you've just released.
Yeah, it's basically my life opus. So I've sort of, you know, it's kind of a goodbye pork pie in reverse. So it starts off side A. I've kind of called it the medication side, because, you know, it's about me kind of, you know, party boy Gary, mm-hmm. Kind of leaving Invercargill and jumping on the road to, you know, find myself, basically not knowing what I was looking for, but, you know, looking outward to things to, you know, make me feel comfortable, or, mm-hmm. you know, try and look for the places to fit in, find my people. Mm-hmm. And then, so, the, you know, there's songs there about, you know, jump in the car because we're about to go for a blat. album opens with an instrumental called Savage Buckets, which is an ode to, you know, smashing bucket bongs. And
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, well, yeah, listen to the track and you can experience it without having to do it.
Probably for best.
Yeah, so it's a crazy instrumental with a you know, screaming guitar.
Nice.
And then it sort of goes, there's a story about a song about the Crown Hotel, playing pool, listening to the jukebox with Jones features in that.
That's that delightful song. I'm going to play that afterwards, actually. I was going to play a new single, but it's just too good not to play that track.
Being it's a real party track. I mean, it's funny because it reminds me of DD Smash or something. I didn't go out to write these songs with a particular vibe in mind. They kind of ended up being what they are, but that's a pretty cool. I love that song because it does remind me of being, you know, inebriated and having a great time at the Crown Hotel. I mean, it's a party song about playing pool and getting
But you must have played at the Crown many times, eh? You were a student down here, right?
I was.
Yes.
I was a student. Yeah, my son's down there now.
Oh wow!
So second generation.
Yeah,
he's actually coming back today. But
is he forming bands down here as well?
No, he's having way too good a time not doing that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, I've kind of coming from a family of brown people in Invercargill, mm-hmm. minority, gay brother, really strong female influences, matriarchal household, two sisters and a mum. I guess I'm a little bit sensitive to, I'm a feminist, you know. I'm sensitive to the way minorities are treated, and I've observed a lot of misogyny and you know, through social circles, and you know, just observing things at pubs and but also in the workplace. So Boys Club makes it onto this medication side because it's essentially a rocking song about assholes.
That's great.
And then
I guess, sorry, going to that subject, I guess presenting as you do, you probably just, you get those dudes just thinking that you're going to join in.
And that's the funny thing about the song, is that it is actually a really warm, cozy space. There's something really nice about the vibe of the song.
Nice.
And I can imagine people that I'm writing the song about really getting down with the song and using it as a bit of an anthem.
Yeah.
Kind of not really realizing that it's actually about them.
Nice. Undercover. It's a bit like Bliss, right? Bliss is actually about anti-drinking culture, and yet everyone's like, it's one of the biggest drinking songs I can think
of.
Great.
And then that side closes out with another instrumental, so it's bracketed by instrumentals.
Nice.
Called Oumuamua, which is it was an interstellar object that passed through our solar system that freaked all the scientists and the it freaked everyone out, because it seemed to it seemed to gain momentum as it passed the sun, and so people were like, oh my god, it's an alien spaceship. They still haven't really worked out what it was, but they feel like it picked up momentum because it I don't even know, gravitational forces kind of whipped it like a slingshot, made it, propelled it to go faster. So the jury's out on that one. But what that was that that passed through in 2017, which was when the band started, which leads us into the second side called meditation. So, you know, what I'm saying there is that interstellar occurrence kind of impacted me in some way. You know, I found a technique to feel great, to discover myself, to understand that home is inside of me, not somewhere else. Started meditating, been meditating every day for the last 6 years, and and that's kind of the content of the of side two.
Nice.
So the opening track of side two is called Omnism, and it's a sort of sparkling space waltz about letting go and you know, not being fearful of death because there's no such thing, and you know, rolling through to the other side when this experience is all over and being, feeling really light about it. So not attachment, all that sort of stuff. Then Come Around is, you know, a love song to my partner, but we were walking home from a party one night and I had a bit of an epiphany about what a good partner is.
What do you think that is? What defines it for you?
I think it's just being a little bit more selfless.
Yeah.
And understanding, you know, others' needs. It's about giving.
Yeah.
Giving, not receiving. And then you get that whole, to give is the best gift to yourself.
Nice.
And then there's a love song for meditation, which is Be Together, and then it closes with Long Road Home, which is another instrumental.
Nice.
So yeah, I mean, that's I'm really proud of it because there is a story there.
Yeah,
a bunch of different artifacts put together. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And what's your writing process with your band? So you've got lead guitarist Chris Jones and keyboard player Brian Spittle. How do you guys create music together?
I basically bring the songs into the room and let them go for it.
Great.
We're discussions. I'm not a I don't want to be really prescriptive. They're artists in their own right. But there'll be a definite vibe that I'm kind of going for. So there might be the odd suggestion. For the most part, look, they've just done stuff which sounds really good.
Cool.
We practice most Saturdays and kind of refine and reshape. But for the most part, it's written songs that are complete, but they get to do their own part.
Nice. And so you've got Dale Cotton, pretty much a legend in the business, producing it. What was the relationship like with him? How was that? How did that come about?
Well, when I was down in Dunedin, I met Dale when I was running ARC and HDU were recording across the road, and I just supplied them with coffee to keep them going. got to know them really well. And the whole bunch of them, have been kind of friends ever since, although I've kind of lost contact with the boys. I see they're playing at The Other's Way, which is pretty exciting.
That is pretty
almost
exciting.
Headlining underneath Sharon Van Etten.
Yeah.
But Dale found himself up here in Auckland a couple of years back and kind of stayed with Brian. And at the time, Brian and I were saying, well, let's do some recording.
Yeah.
And then we decided to get together with Dale and try and produce an album, like a pop album. We wanted something that would get some radio play. And it was a bit of an experiment. But we had the songs, and Dale had set up a little makeshift studio in Avondale, and it was just the universe working to make it happen, really.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's really
cool. And it's been pressed on vinyl, which is a highly expensive process. So
it is really expensive, and I'm so sorry. I need to send you guys a copy.
Oh, we would love a copy. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's also got. So this is basically my. You can't probably see this on the radio, but this is my neighbour did this, Simon.
It's a beautiful picture of an avenue of lush green. Trees. That looks like Howe Street.
That's the thing. It could be any street. There's a lot of Auckland streets that look like that.
This is indeed
street out the back of my house.
Beautiful. Yep.
Simon lives across the road, the artist. But it's also got an insert with all the cover art in it.
Got a lot of gorgeous art inside it. Yeah, nice. That's the thing about vinyl, eh? You get a really nice format to make really beautiful things.
Yeah, totally. It was a bit of an artistic collaboration between me and my buddies who are all graphic artists, working graphic artists or just working artists, and they all did the single art, so it was a way to celebrate that as well.
Yeah. And your audience is probably very much like born and bred vinyl buyers, users, eh? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And are you doing a tour?
We did an album launch at the Graylin Razza.
Nice.
It was amazing. and we played with our new favourite friends, Scran. I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but
Heard of Scran, yes. Yeah, cool. Nice.
Yeah, really original, really cool human condition affected.
Were you upstairs or that's amazing. It's big wooden what are they called, RSAs?
It's like playing in someone's flat.
Yes,
in fact, I used to live in a flat up the top of Maitland Street, and it reminds me of that.
Nice.
We didn't have the window looking up Otago Harbour.
Oh, that's so cool. And the other thing I just wanted to touch on, I see that you're a cheesemonger.
I've been a cheesemonger. I still work in food. I work for a company that retails a lot of food.
Blessed be the cheesemongers as far as I'm concerned. a massive fan. It's actually really fascinating as well because I weirdly have became friends with a cheesemonger and I had no idea that the cows require different sorts of music. They like different sorts of music to produce the sweeter kind of milk. And that just makes me very happy.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's all about the vibe.
It's all about the vibe, and some might like sort of industrial, like German kind of dance music, and others like Mozart, for example. So I just, that wee fact has made me very happy over the years.
That's good, isn't it? Well, if you think that, I saw an article the other day, I think it was a Beethoven's fifth, cures can cure some forms of cancer. So right. Vibrations are magic.
Music is very therapeutic, and so is the crown. So I am going to play your amazing tribute to having fun at the crown, and I look forward to the whole album. Thanks so much for talking to us, Gary. That's awesome. All right.
Thanks.
And here is Tower of Babel by Ocean Beach.
Thank you. Can I just send, shall I send you a couple of copies? Oh, yeah. We will let the crowd
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.